The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello, welcome on to brand new My Mate Bought a Toaster. That's my sort of excited voice, Samantha Bones. And joining us today for a brand new episode of My Mate Bought a Toaster is the wonderful Jenny Collier. Hi, Jenny Collier.
Hi.
Fellow Welsh comedian, of course.
Yes, I am.
How are you, comedian Jenny Collier?
All right.
Are you excited about this? Are you excited about having your Amazon history sort of picked over by two absolute legends?
I'm really excited, yeah. I've got nothing to hide.
Really?
Yeah.
You say, well, we'll find stuff you'll want to hide.
You said that in a win
shaky
way
kind of way, yeah.
All right, so Jenny Collier, now you are a stand-up comedian and you have, how long have you lived? You live in London town, right? Is that
yes,
right?
I live in London. I've lived here for 10 years.
10 years, okay, yeah. Fine. And how long have you had an Amazon account for?
Probably the same amount of time, I reckon.
Well, it says here 2010, so correct.
Oh.
5 points. We'll give you like a zing noise.
Well, it's 9 years, really.
Oh, okay, come on, let's not get too panicky. You just started. But what's interesting is if we go back to 2010, no orders placed in 2010. 2011, no orders placed.
What
nothing.
Was I doing?
Well, I wonder if you've gone through deleting them in preparation for this podcast.
I absolutely didn't do, and I didn't delete anything. I didn't even know you could delete things.
Fine. So you weren't working in any sort of illicit drug trade.
No, I just wonder why I logged in 2010 and never bought anything.
Nothing.
What a weirdo.
You had an Amazon account up and running, but you didn't use it. It's a weird thing to do.
That's really weird. I promise I never deleted anything. I'm worried that you think that now.
Well, it's a bit like having a .gov.uk account, isn't it? We never use it. Do you have a .gov.uk account?
What's that?
Well, it's for all things like road tax and passports and stuff.
No.
You log in one day and use it for something, and then like 9 years later, you're like, oh, I've got a .gov account.
Does that mean you're part of the government?
It means you're in the cabinet, yeah.
Cool, yeah. Skills.
Yeah, so I'm pretty good at that. But then along comes 2014. And we have our first order by Jenny Collier. So it wasn't until 2014 that you did your first Amazon order.
Just browsing for 4 years.
You've got to work up to stuff.
I really wonder why I did sign in. Or is it not just a default thing that maybe Amazon Online started in 2010?
Well, no, Amazon Online started in like 2002.
Oh, well done then.
Yeah, they did very well. They were a very advanced party in terms of internet. But it wasn't until 14 that well, I mean, that's a typical Welsh thing for you right there, isn't it? You just got around to it, you know, 15 years after. Everyone else was doing it, it's fair to say. We can be racist about our own race. Is that okay? 2014, you bought The Boatman's Call by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Is that a CD?
It's a CD on the 10th of September. Why did you buy that?
I think that was a gift for my sister.
Oh, yeah, look, it's for... Crisp.
Oh my God, does it tell you who it goes to?
Is that the name of your sister, Crisp?
I call her Crisp.
Oh, that's nice. What's her real name?
Chrissy.
Oh, Crisp is nicer. I think Crisp is an improvement.
It would have said Crisp on the delivery from Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Sure.
Are you the only person that calls her Crisp?
I think, yeah.
Oh, that's nice. It's nice when siblings have nicknames they only use for each other.
Yeah.
My brothers call me Dickhead, which other people sometimes get on as well.
My family calls me Queen.
Do they really?
My sister calls me Janine Roebuck because it was a character on a Slim Fast advert in the 90s, and then it's morphed into Janine Roebuck, and then now it's kind of gone into Janine, Janine, and then sometimes I'm just called.
Wow, literally just a noise, just a whistle.
Like a
sheepdog.
Yeah.
Come by. Wow. So hang on, what were you originally? Janine?
Janine Roebuck.
Janine Roebuck,
it's
here.
A great name.
On My Mate Bought a Toaster. Janine Roebuck, that is a good name. Yeah.
What do you mean she was a character in a Slim Fast ad?
So she was an opera singer who was like, hi, I'm Janine Roebuck and I'm an opera singer.
But
and
is she a real person? Have you Googled
maybe.
Her?
Maybe. I have Googled her. I don't remember what the results were. You've had to look at her.
Absolutely. Janine Roebuck is a deaf opera singer.
Hello.
Janine Roebuck is a mezzo-soprano equally at home in operetta,
right.
Oratorio, and popular song, and is particularly good in roles which require a touch of comedy.
Okay, so she's real. So she's not a character.
She's a real person.
It's amazing.
There you go. It's amazing what a quick Google. This is what Samantha Bains is amazing at, Jenny. She will Google anything for you. It's incredible. The queen of Google. And then let's move into 2015, shall we? Would you like to come with me to 2015? Things kick off. You start to buy quite a lot of stuff. Here's a lovely thing. Look, on December the 11th, 2015, Jenny Collier bought a window bird feeder. Oh, that's nice. Yeah. It's a little shed for birds.
Yeah.
Tell us why.
I think that's another present for Crisp.
Oh, Crisp. No, but this was dispatched
it went to you.
To Jenny. Yeah, not to Crisp.
Does it say what address I was at the time?
NW6.
end ups.
Oh, maybe I got it sent to me so I could wrap it. I didn't reap the benefits of the bird feeder.
Right, okay.
I think fine. It went to my sister.
Why did you get her a bird feeder? Why did you think that would be a good present for your sister?
I think she might have asked for it.
Right, okay.
It was $4.99.
Shut up!
It's now reduced to $1.99.
Oh, why? What's happened to the product?
It looks very basic. It's basically a Perspex shape.
Can't believe you told her how much it costs.
Can we go to review corner for Sam Bates?
192 reviews. Popular item. Yeah. 3.5 out of 5 stars.
That's
overall.
Not amazing, is it? Well, I feel like it must have been better at the time, because Chrissy, I wouldn't have bought you a rubbish.
Crisp, if you're listening, this is how little your sister likes you. Well, she bought you a crap bit of Perspex for some birds.
Jessica gave it 4 stars. Repeat order. Purchased this item for the second time as our window cleaner broke the roof of mine. It was still usable, but when I came round to cleaning it, it shattered.
Oh no. Any other reviews there?
1 star.
Oh,
it broke.
Oh god.
Fell off and broke within an hour. Oh, I hope it didn't have a bird.
Well, yeah,
inside.
This is all I can think of. What about the baby birds?
Come to think of it, I don't know if I've seen it at Crisp's house.
Really?
I wonder if hers survived.
It's already broken. It's already done.
Tiggerton gave it 1 star. Cheap quality, cheap price. Birds didn't use it. I love that. The birds snubbed the birds.
Snubbed by the birds. I know how you feel, Tiggerton. I know how you feel. The Quirkle Game. What's the Quirkle Game? This was a gift order. This went to Mike Hayes. Mike Hayes.
Mike Hayes. That's
with that's a Welsh spelling.
No, well, I call him that.
Right. Do you call anyone by their normal names or not in your
Can
family?
Can we have nicknames?
Yeah, I want to get a Collier family nickname.
Okay, I'll have to have a think, Mabes.
Okay.
So Mike is Mike. He's my brother-in-law, and I call him Mike sometimes Vake, which is a Treglad medal, which means a nasal mutation in Welsh, so Vake. But that means bike. I call him, so he's Mike. And so I got it for his birthday or for Christmas or something.
Quirkle, it's mindwear. Yeah, it's also you bought him Connect 4 as well. Connect 4 classic grid board game.
Yeah.
For £6.66, proving that the devil is a fan of Connect 4. 666, that's how much it cost, guys.
Quirkle is a very expensive game.
Tell us about Quirkle, please.
£16.46. Quirkle.
Yes, over in Review Corner, here's Sam Baines.
It's as simple as matching colours and shapes. It also requires tactical manoeuvres and well-planned strategy. The game consists of 108 wooden tiles with 6 shapes in 6 colours. Using the tiles, players score points by building lines that share a common attribute, either colour or shape. Quirkle is a quick game to learn, but you'll soon discover that you need to think strategically in order to score the most points. Not appropriate for children under 3.
Oh, is that right?
I mean, they can't think strategically.
They really can't. They haven't got a clue. The other thing I'm noticing, Jenny, about this time, is you're buying lots of... So you bought Frank Skinner on the road, love stand-up comedy, the Queen of the Night, God knows what that means. You bought Born Standing Up, Steve Martin's fantastic comics life. You bought Phil Kay, the Holy Viable. So you're buying books about stand-ups because you are... Are you starting stand-up at this stage, 2015?
2015. What was I doing in 2015? I think I was just like... I think that's around the time I quit my job.
Oh, right. What was your job?
I worked in a fertility clinic.
Actually,
yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
And everyone, yeah.
Was it sad or happy?
It was a roller coaster of emotions.
Did you ever cry?
Yes, but not because of. I cried all the time.
But because of the people who were in there that you had to meet.
Sometimes you felt sad for the clients, but mainly you felt it was tears of rage at the. Some of the ghastly people I worked with.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And the level of stress that I was working
Why?
With.
What stress because of what? Because of the pressure to make people conceive? Or?
Well, I wasn't one of the doctors, thank the Lord.
No. It would be distressing.
Also,
if
they don't stand over people and go, conceive!
It's not the high words. That's what my wife did to me. Why do you think we have 2 kids? So hang on. So what did you do at the fertility clinic?
I wasn't one of the wrist nurses. I'm trying to put it, but I wasn't, there was nothing like that.
Is there a wrist nurse?
Not in my clinic. I was a receptionist.
Okay.
And latterly, a reception manager. Oh. And then there were two people that I was meant to be managing, and they were unmanageable.
Really?
And they were, like, really terrifying and
wouldn't
do any of their work, and I had to do all their work. And so I was doing three people's work. Ooh. And I used to have some stand-up about it. They were called Claire and Tamika, or they came collectively as Clamika.
In a fertility clinic.
That's not what you want in a fertility clinic. So,
that's an emotionally...
Tricky,
stressful.
Oh
place.
Yeah, I don't want to put a downer on it. It was also lols.
Yeah, and also quite nice because presumably you did get people pregnant, not you personally. Obviously,
yeah, yeah.
But you did manage to do that. But you weren't involved in any of the sort of
medical
ejaculation.
No, I wasn't one of the. I don't know how much I can.
Was the reception near the bit where the men would, like the cubicle where the men would have to go off to?
To my knowledge, nobody. In our clinic. Oh. We just filled out a form saying you need to go to this place and
have a wank.
One out there. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What was it, like a park? Or just like underneath some railway arches?
It's a really sexy clinic compared to ours.
The toilet
which is
in your office.
So, well, hang on, does that mean that fertility clinic then, when they had to get sperm, the men would go off to a special sperm building to do
that? Yeah,
they'd
go closer to the lab so that they could get it like directly in.
Oh.
So when you see those motorbikes whizzing around town?
Yeah, they're full of jizz.
Like Deliveroo for jizz.
Oh, deliver goo. 7th of June 2015, Belkin Cool Spot cooling stand for laptops. Here you are, writing away, Jenny Collier, trying to get your stand-up career up and running,
yeah.
And your computer's overheating, clearly.
Correct. So instead of buying a new computer, I bought a little refrigeration unit for my laptop.
You spent £20 on this cooling stand. It must have been quite important.
Yes,
to you.
Because at the time, my laptop was probably one of the most expensive things I'd ever bought. And so I was like, I need to really invest in cooling this Mother Hubbard down. And so I got it. And it cooled the room as well. It was quite nice.
Is that how you write? Do you sit with your laptop and just tap away when you're writing stand-up? Or do you write? Are you one of these stand-ups who writes it on stage?
I write it on stage. Or I write it, like, I think of things not in a sitting down at my computer way.
Right.
I wish that I could remember how I've come up with all like the stuff that I've come up, because I don't know what the technique is.
Do you record yourself doing stand-up so you can listen back? Without, because that's vital now, isn't it? The number of times I've done stand-up and I've walked off stage and someone said, oh, that bit was good, and I'm like, oh, fuck, I've forgotten that.
Yeah, totally. I would never remember any bits.
Yeah, yeah.
And also it helps when you can use recordings for evidence when a reviewer gives you a bad review when actually they sabotage the whole show. Oh, wow.
Yep. Who plays everything? What was this?
So in Perth, I had a terrible show to six people with two really drunk women shouting all the way through, interrupting, undermining, loads of awful stuff.
Oh. It's a long way to go to have that. That is a long schlep to die.
Exactly. And,
you don't want to chuck them out because then there's only four people left.
Exactly, yeah.
Chucking away a third of your audience.
And I realised that they were reviewers. And I was only doing six shows, and this was on, I think, the first or second show.
Oh, my God.
And I realised they were reviewers. But they were like, bantery, and the show was going so badly because they kept interrupting. But they were quite bantery, so I thought, oh, maybe they'll write a review saying, like, she needs more audience, she's a good comedian. And they gave me, like, a three-star review, like, saying, like, the laughs didn't carry. And so I emailed the editor going, would you mind taking this down? Because actually they were the ones who made it so bad. Like, it would have actually had some jokes and a theme if they hadn't interrupted. And he was like, don't think anything of the like happened. So I was like, well, do you want to have a look at these audio clips?
Oh, wow.
And then he took the review down.
Oh, useful. Record everything.
Oh, I'm recording this. No, I don't record
we anything.
We should record this. That's a good idea. We should record this podcast. That's extraordinary. But that's quite a good sort of... it's basically... You know, you get those crap security guards who've got the body cams on now. They've got cameras in the middle of their armoury.
Oh, yeah.
Stand-ups should now have the same thing in order to protect themselves from reviews, but also accusations of things as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
What but are you also accused of?
Was a stand-up being very average.
I can't bear to listen back to myself. I hate it.
Have you listened to this podcast?
Yeah. Oh, no, I can. On the radio, I can. But when I'm doing stand-up, I don't know. I can't. Really? I really have to force myself when
There's
I do Edinburgh.
Where I come out of a show and I'll go, I'm going to delete that recording immediately.
Yes, I never listen to it. I always record it and I never listen to them.
Yeah.
I always think if it's a good bit, I'll remember it.
Well, I think that sometimes, but then I listen back and it's like, the way I worded it on a specific time really worked.
Yeah.
And then I'll think that I'm repeating that and I'm not. So I go back and listen to the one. And it's
yeah,
like,
if it's not working. It. Yeah, yeah.
Great stand-up chat, guys. Save it for Stuart Goldfinch. Sorry. Let's move on. All right, so 28th of October, 2016, you spent £1.89 on a RetroSense emoji car air freshener.
Wow.
That is a so you've got the dancing lady emoji and you've bought her as a car freshener. Jenny, I've accused people of this on this podcast before. Are you wacky?
I think what happened there was I got a car and I got overexcited and so I got all the accessories. I got a couple of accessories.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll be the judge of that.
This I mean, is.
You got a gold 3.5mm retractable cable, aux line,
which I returned immediately because what it did was got tangled up in the gear stick, and I nearly hit other cars.
What a way to go! 81p spent on a wire.
Oh my god! Did I return it for money? Does it show whether I?
Yeah, you returned something for 81p. That.
My comedy career was on fire in 2016.
Got to look after that dancing lady.
So the dancing lady, what does she smell of? Because for me, a dancing lady smells of sweat.
She didn't actually smell...
Fresh linen, it says here.
Well, she did smell for a bit, but she didn't actually smell for very long, and right. So now she's gone.
Oh no! Did you throw her away, or?
I threw her away after like a month.
You make it sound like she left you. Like you got in the car one day, and you're like, "Where's the dancing lady?"
She had
lady?
To go.
Any reviews there for
Two
us?
Two reviews.
Go on.
Both different opinions.
Go on.
Both good. 4 stars. Pretty and pleasant scent for a few weeks. My favourite emoji.
Great.
But my like most cardboard scents, they don't last for long. Now a decorative piece in the car.
Yeah, see, that sounds nice. Like, yeah, yeah, I was just like, bin it.
Whereas Rachel said, 5 stars, great smell, lasted ages too.
Really?
Maybe it's about your car environment.
For me, that's a sort of smell placebo though, isn't it? I'd look at her and think such lovely thoughts that I'd think, things smell good in my life right now. Everything's smelling rosy because she's dangling from the
yeah. And someone else will get in your car and be like, oh God, it stinks in here. What is that?
Yeah, I got it smelt up really quickly. I got all that scent wafted up and gone. And so then I bought like a marble on a string, like a prism thing. Yeah. And then it was made of glass. And so it kept like bashing the windscreen. And I was like, this is going to end badly. So now I got nothing.
But car accessories don't work well for you.
Well, I've just remembered another car accessory. I don't know if I bought it. I must have bought it on Amazon, I think. I bought a booster seat for my car because I'm not big enough for the...
backrest support.
Yeah, so it put... It,
small.
So my car is like... The seat is as far forward as it'll physically go, but I'm still too far away from the pedals.
Wow.
So I'm like, shot around.
You've gone for the full Mrs. Bean there. You've literally... I imagine you're in a tiny green Mini right next to the steering wheel. With a little cushion underneath you. That's adorable. It's really nice.
It's currently unavailable if anyone's having similar
It's issues. Great. It changed my driving experience. Wow. No end.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because
see.
I could reach the pedals without...
That will change your driving experience. Being able to control the car will change your driving experience.
Hello and welcome to the Musical Podcast. I'm Kiri.
And I'm Jade.
And I'm Dave.
Dave's on keys. But we don't play that too much because otherwise we'll have to pay some people rights money.
Yeah.
We do a live show where comedians come and sing their favourite musical theatre songs in front of a live audience. This podcast
is us bringing that person inside of a building.
Welcome to Just a Minute with Jade Adams.
I panicked.
Enjoy.
On the 3rd of May 2016, you bought a rubber horse head mask.
Two of them.
Yeah. Why two?
Because in that year, I did a show called Jen Her, and at the end, I got pulled out of the room by two audience members who were wearing horse hats, and I was on a golden chariot that I made out of a yoga mat and a kid's trolley.
That's fantastic.
Thanks.
And that's how your show would end every night, every day. Yeah. Wow, that's so cool. And people were people okay about the hygiene issues of putting their...
They were totally fine. Every day, people did it.
You must have really intoxicated them with your comedy.
I did.
To make them so happy that they... Do you know what I mean? It's like a Darren Brown mind trick. I'm going to make you forget basic hygiene.
I got called Darren Brown in my last year's Edinburgh show. People said that I Darren Browned them into feeling sorry for me.
Why?
just because it was like loads of like catalogue of disaster things that happened. Just good. Great. Good for me.
I mean, yeah, it's helpful. Yeah, exactly.
But so yeah, no, people.
You didn't clean the heads at all throughout the fringe.
I thought about it, but they only wore it for like, honestly, under 30 seconds to put it on, everyone to have a laugh, them to pull me out. Quite a few people take photos, and then I had a couple of selfies with the horses.
Right.
But they really minimal amount of time.
Right, right, right. Okay.
Well, Kindle customer says one star, not what you think it is.
Hang on. What
did they think?
Rubber horse head brown. What were they expecting? Was this someone who actually wanted a Godfather-esque actual horse head?
They just said it looks different and emitted a potent chemical odour.
Oh, yes. So it already smelt. And I think that's why people were okay about the hygiene, because they're like, well, it stinks of rubber, it doesn't stink of BO.
Right.
So
imagine if you had put the dancing lady emoji air freshener inside the horse. So people, when they were leaving your show, put on a rubber horse's head and they just see a little dancing lady in front of their eyes. That would have been nice, because things would have smelled good.
Dio 2016 said, I have to neigh. I loved horsing around in this mask.
Yes.
I bought this mask for World Book Day around a month ago. It came just in time. Nay. People loved the mask. I loved the mask. Very funny reactions from peers and strangers. Many people did a double take. I had such a great day.
I can't believe you'd put the word peers into a review about a horse hand.
My
very
really
much
like
worth
this.
The money. I'm so glad I finally bought one of these.
It was on my bucket list. I've been promising myself a rubber horse's head, and I finally got round for it. And now I could die happy.
OX Khan, 5 stars, an essential purchase. This item is something that everyone needs in their home, nay, their survival kit, suitable for in any and all situations. The horrified expression of the horse immortalised in rubber and faux hair. They've actually written rubble, but I assume that they mean rubber. Certainly scare the dog meat out of any home invader. Become the life of the party, become the party, become the horse that the Old Spiceman is talking about. Literally nothing better than this item. I mean, people found that useful.
Yeah, can you add Jenny onto that, please? Just click a like to that. That is helpful. I think that's an amazing idea inside that review, to actually have some sort of guard horse, and to, if someone was burgling you and you just charged them with that on. But that's what they say, isn't it? If you ever get burgled or mugged, what you're supposed to do, Darren Brown mind tricks again,
okay,
is say something like, the wall in my back garden is too small. You're supposed to say something completely random. So if they're mugging you, they're like, no, hang on, mate, what? I'm after your phone. And then you'd say, like, I have a pair of socks, but a third sock as well. Or it's just something. So you're confused. So in the same logic, forget having some sort of burglar alarm going off. Just charge at them with a rubber head mask on. Rubber horse's head on.
Just charge at them reading that review.
Yeah. Another thing you bought on December 2017 now.
Okay.
Heading into Christmas 2017. Bristol Novelties, wizard wig and long beard.
Yes. When was that? Did you search?
2017, heading on towards Christmas 2017, the 11th of December.
Oh, I was going to go to... with a beard, was it?
Yeah, well, it's interesting you should say I was going to go, because the return has been complete for this. Once again, having returned 81p's worth of wire earlier on, you returned £7 of fake wig
so
to Bristol. Why did you take why did you send the wig back to Bristol?
Because I got it for a wig party, and then I came down with like the worst flu and couldn't go to the party.
Well, so you just thought, instead of putting the wig into the wig bank, making it available for maybe next year's Edinburgh poster, you just sent the whole thing back.
How much did I spend on it?
£7.
Yeah, every £7 is important. No. I sent it back because I live a very minimal existence.
Lovely.
I've moved last year, or maybe that year, I moved house thrice. And so every time... Yeah.
How come? People must hate living with you if you keep moving. What's going on?
I always make the decision to move.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you hate living with people?
I'm yet to find a correct place to live in London. I like to have as little stuff as possible. And so today I packed my car, I've moved house today already, and I'm still fresh as a daisy.
Fresh.
You are dancing lady fresh.
But in 2017, were you fresh? Because you've bought an anti-allergy duvet and some anti-allergy pillows.
Oh, it's just because, as you can see, I've got like quite puffy eyes at all times. And we don't know why. And so I was moving house. And so rather than take with me my duvet or pillows that I had maybe a bit longer than that, I was like, I bought some new ones.
Oh, very nice. You spent, you really went for it. You spent $10.99. really looking on a duvet.
Wow.
I promise I'm doing better than this now. This is really opening my eyes to how, like, pardon?
13.5 tog.
Yeah. It's just a solid tog, that is. But yeah, I do feel like I worry about someone who spends pretty much the same amount of money on a wig as they do on their duvet.
Yeah.
This is a wig for a one night party event and a duvet which you're going to sleep on every night.
I'm doing so much better now than I was.
All right.
I would spend more than that, but who knows?
We'll see. what else did you buy that year? Lots of great books. Sarah Pascoe, John Ronson, Robert Webb's brilliant How Not to Be a Boy. This is all great stuff. Trevor Noah's Stories from a South African Childhood. That's very good. Which you got for free, look. How come you got Trevor Noah's book for free on Kindle?
I've got it on my Kindle, but so I remember getting it, but I definitely haven't read it yet, and so I don't know if it's come through. I don't know.
Send that back to Bristol in that case if you don't want to. Children's Garden Tool Set, February 2017. Mm. Yeah, it's winter, February 2017. Let's send the kids into the garden.
That was a present for my niece.
Oh, yeah. Good. Yeah, lovely presents. £12.13, so not a niece you're fond of, clearly.
She spent £4.99 on her sister.
No, but I got other stuff in shops. Okay. It was like part of a buffet of presents.
A present buffet. That's a good way of doing it. That's what my wife does on my birthday. She puts things on the table and I
you can just pick and choose.
Yeah. No, I get everything. I mean, it's the ultimate buffet because I get everything.
Yeah. I can't stress enough, the birdhouse wasn't the only gift I got her.
Are you still worried about that? Yeah.
I'd prefer a pick and choose buffet. I'd prefer someone to get me loads of presents then I could just pick the ones I want and then they'll take the rest back.
Oh, that's a good idea. So this is formatted. Because then you don't have to.
Yeah, then you don't have to keep it and like put it out when they come round or try and wear it when you see them.
So what you're saying is if people have a birthday present for you, Sam, they should rock up with three options. So like they.
When
like,
I was proposed to,
three different men went down on one knee.
Which one do you want?
Mamma Mia, all over again.
That'd be great, wouldn't it? No, my ex-husband, he proposed with one ring and then he was like, P.S., I've got two options of this ring. I didn't. He's a lovely man. He got a bigger version as well, which was more expensive. Yeah. And in my head, I was like, well, that's the one. But it was too big, actually, and it looked fake.
Oh.
But that's the sort of care that I like.
Yeah.
Buffet.
That's a good idea. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Engagement
buffet.
Anything else in 2018 that we want to have a look at, Sam Baines? There's lots of Game of Thrones, the Mick Herron London Rules book, thriller books. Were those a good, or was that a gift?
That was a gift from my pa.
Okay, very nice. Good dad books.
Yeah,
we love
them.
Dicklit, that's what we call that.
And your last purchase in 2019.
The latest one, delivered only a few weeks ago. This is really exciting. Do you want to take this one, Sam? I'll put some sexy music underneath this. Here we go. Oh, yeah.
Thunderbolt to HDMI adapter.
Oh, yeah.
$698.
The cheapest
there was. Another cable.
More cables!
But this is a converter for a MacBook Air. So you've upgraded in the laptop department.
Sure.
No more cooling fans for you.
Yeah.
Don't need that anymore. Yeah, what's happened to the cooling fan? Binned that, I suppose.
I think that's in my parents' house with loads of my seldom used belongings.
Oh, do you use your parents' house as storage?
I do. I feel really bad.
Or a bin, it sounds like. I don't want this anymore.
Do you just rock up at Christmas with bin bags? Dump them in there.
Yes, I do.
See you next December. Bye.
I'm like an inverse Father Christmas.
So have you used this cable yet?
Yes, I've used it thrice.
Has it worked?
No, twice. Yes, it's worked. Although the reviews are like, it worked once.
Chiara said exactly that.
I'm keeping the jiffy bag it came in just in case. But I'm only using it for July and August.
So this is part of the show, is it?
It is.
Are you going to try and return it after you
She's so well. She's sending everything back to Bristol. August back to Bristol.
Chiara also said it worked fine, .. for a few hours.
Oh, no. Is that a bad review? Are there any stars?
One star.
Oh, well, you need to keep an eye on that, Jenny.
Five stars. Did the job perfectly.
There's another thing that I returned recently that is on there, probably. It will be on there.
Yeah.
Can you see the swimming equipment?
Well, we're about to finish on swimming equipment. I like this. because here you are, it's 2019. You are a very successful, very established, very popular stand-up comedian. And life's obviously, you know, got easier for you because you've now got time to go swimming. And in May 2019, you've really invested. I mean, you've invested £11.94. in some aqua plugs with a Z, which is vile, earplugs for swimming blue adult. Does that blue adult mean they're doubly porny? Is that what you're saying? It's adult.
You get really
blue.
Erotic thoughts when you insert them.
That's so cool.
It does say they're plugs for your ears,
yeah,
rather than any other area.
Yeah. Well, I've got a perforated eardrum on one side, so I'm not meant to get water in my ears. But I love swimming. Oh. Recently went wakeboarding, so I'm really like, I love the water, but I should be careful. So I bought the earplugs. I haven't tried them yet because the neoprene head brand that I bought with them to keep them in my head, because my ears are quite gapey.
Yeah. Gapey ears. That is blue and adult. Go on.
The neoprene headband wouldn't fit around my head.
Because it's got for children.
Well,
it's so, for kids, you plank.
No, no, no. You've brought, it says hairband fit for children.
But they've changed that since I bought it. When I bought it, didn't say anything about children when I bought it. And then I bought it, it wouldn't fit around my head. And so then I wrote a review.
Whoa.
That was like, you need to say it's for children.
Wow.
And
oh my God.
Can we
and
see
then,
the
and
review?
Then they've since changed it to for children.
Did can we see Jenny's review?
On Amazon?
I don't know if you can find it.
Oh, let's have a look, shall we?
What would you have put your name as? Amazon customer.
I don't know.
Yes.
Okay, great.
One star. It's not for adults. The description doesn't mention that it's child-sized. I couldn't fit it round my head, in brackets, age 35.
Is that you?
Yeah.
I love the age 35. That's like
that's
someone
amazing.
Writing into a TV show. Hi, this is from John, age 7.5. Age 35. Which is, of course, the famous guide for how big your head is. He's 52. Must have a massive head if he's 52. So, I mean, it's a lovely
review. I had a lot
of
time on my hands that day.
That's wonderful.
Jenny, you've changed the world. Jenny Collier, where can we catch you? You're going to be at the Edinburgh Fringe and all that sort of stuff, are
yes,
you?
Yes, I am.
Give us a plug. Go on,
I'm
then.
Going
not
to be
plug.
At Cabaret Voltaire, main room, 4:45, every single day,
yeah,
doing my show, The Jen Commandment.
Promise me you'll wear a headband for a child. Promise me. And you just sort of slowly get a really crippling headache over the course of the hour. Oh, terrible
the
way
top
to
of
go.
My head goes purple like a thumb.
Thumbhead Collier, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks.
So there we are, the brilliant Jenny Collier. What's her new name, Sam? What are we going to be calling her from now on?
Janine Roebuck.
Janine Roebuck. Thanks for dropping by, Janine Roebuck. Go and see Jenny at Edinburgh or anywhere you can find her. She's very, very funny indeed. We'll be back soon with some more My Mate Bought a Toaster. If you would like to give us a review and rate us, you know you can.
Yes.
Yes.
5 stars, please.
Yeah, I mean,
no 1 stars with complaints about.
No, actually, that's the worst thing about it. That complaint one was 3 stars. So it was saying they quite liked the show, but we shouldn't be mean to people who write reviews.
Maybe you could tweet us and let us know whether you think we should mention people's names.
Let's have a debate about this. At ToasterPod.
Yeah.
Legally, we are allowed to do it, but maybe there's a sort of moral code. We need to try and find it here.
Because it is online. It's available.
That's like the moral maze on this.
We can do a little poll on the Twitter.
At ToasterPod, give us a follow, and we'll see you next week for more of this nonsense. Ta-ra.
Hello, I'm Jack Beaumont and this is Crime Club, the podcast where I talk to people who have done terrible, terrible things, either immoral or illegal, ideally both.
Oh, fucking hell, mate.
That's Crime Club.
Oi, 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 oi.
It's back in Crime Club.
Great Big Owl.